Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, Tom Letizia, political consultant and PR executive, and more. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome, crazily for the first time to the program, Tom Letizia. He's a political consultant, a PR executive, and since 1974, the Letizia Agency. That hardly even begins to say who you are or what you've done. And so I hope the audience enjoys this journey for both of us that kicked off when Roy Robinson passed away not too long ago. And he was a major advertising force in Reno. When he was close to 80 years old, he was selling $1 million a year worth of radio advertising, which was astonishing. And he came out of Alaska. And when he passed, I wrote a little piece about him because he was such a great person. And then say how you were involved with Roy.
Well, you know, there was a special place in my heart for Roy. My first job in radio was in Anchorage, Alaska, at a station called KFQD AM 750, 50,000 watts.
And big station.
It was a big station. Anchorage only had like 70,000 total population at the time, and but it was heard all over the world.
Right.
You could hear it in other countries, and it was very powerful. Of course, you know, it was a clear channel AM back in those days. And I walked into KFQD as a young 20-year-old kid, and there's the general manager, Roy Robinson, and the first thing he said to me, he says, you know, he says, you kind of sound like Henry Fonda. I said, Henry Fonda? He said, yeah. He said, I want to change your name. He said, Letizia, I just don't like the name for radio. I said, oh, okay. I said, what do you want to call me, Henry Fonda? He said, no, let's call you Paul Fonda. I said, Paul Fonda, sure, whatever you say, it's Paul Fonda. So that was my name on the radio in Anchorage, Alaska. And I didn't meet up with Roy again until the broadcasters, when he moved to Reno, and all of a sudden he was being honored. I think he received like a Lifetime Achievement
Yes.
Award or something like that. And I saw him, and this is like, you know, this is 1970 when I worked for him. This was probably 45 years later. And we met, and of course he called his wife over and he said, honey, it's Paul Fonda. You know, I don't think anybody in the world knew who Paul Fonda was, but Roy was a special guy, and I didn't get to work with him when he worked at Lotus, but spent a lot of time with him in Alaska, and he was my mentor when I started in radio.
Yeah, and I never actually worked for him, but we became friends over the years and had lunches, and he would advise me on business things. And I think one of the things that I really appreciate about him was that when I asked him to look at certain things that he knew didn't make sense business-wise, but he believed in me, and so he would encourage me to keep going because he knew at the end of it, I would work my way out of the situation I was in, and it would end up being successful. And that's a wonderful gift to be able to give to somebody, that not too many people have that ability.
He was a man that wanted to give young kids a chance. And if he saw potential, because I was terrible on the air when I started in 1970. I was a kid. I was 20 years old, and I was learning as I went through the process. But he let me do everything. He let me do sports play-by-play. I did news. I was a disc jockey. I did it all. And it was a great training ground. And a guy like Roy was probably the reason that I had that opportunity, because most general managers wouldn't take that chance.
Oh, to say the least. Okay, you got to tell me about the Don Martin School of Broadcasting.
Well, the Don Martin School of Broadcasting was probably one of the most famous broadcasting schools in the country. And some of the great DJs in Los Angeles went to Don Martin, the real Don Steele, Jack Nars, Wink Martindale, some of the big names in radio were students at the Don Martin School. It was a great broadcasting school. I mean, it had all the radio studio material, had TV studio. So we learned radio and television in the school. And we also learned something they called theory. Theory was how you got a first class license back in the old days. If you wanted to be a jock and you wanted to be there by yourself in a station with so much power, you had to have what they called a first class license. And it was the theory of how everything worked. And it was back in those days, we were learning about tubes and things that don't even exist anymore. But we had to have this license. And when I came to Las Vegas in 1971, Red McIlvain was the morning man here, and of course Red was probably the most famous jock we've ever had in Las Vegas, in the history of Las Vegas. And Red was doing mornings, but Red didn't have a first class license. So I got the job replacing a guy called Hal Morelli, who became a city councilman and very well known. He did middays at KORK. And I replaced him because he was getting into politics, and I got the job because I had this license.
Right.
And it was called a first-class license. So Don Martin taught us how to do that. They taught us radio. They taught us television. And we had a lot of great instructors, old-time radio guys, old-time TV guys. And I loved it. I loved it so much, I went twice a day. I went in the morning, and then I came back at night, and because I just wanted as much of it as I could get.
I think one of the problems that we have with broadcasting today is that we have so much of it, because back in those days, and I come along a little bit later, but not too far behind you, and there would be one or two people at each station that were the professionals. They were the old school. And even though they may have been mean in the way they said it to you, you could ask them a question, they would give you an answer, and that's what helped your career along. And now, where we used to have three or four stations in a market, and maybe two of them had news product, and out of that, a 6:30 and 11 o'clock news. Now there's news from 4 o'clock in the morning until midnight, and you don't have those people anymore that are the wise sages of broadcasting.
Broadcasting's changed, sadly, in some ways. It's not what it was back in the days when you and I started in the business. I remember KFQD in Alaska, when I looked at pictures of the building. It was one building, and it housed just this radio station. It was a huge building. So I went back to Alaska on vacation with my wife, Marla, who you worked with in San Francisco, in Sausalito, when she worked there. We went back to Alaska. I wanted to see KFQD. I wanted to see the first radio station I ever worked for. And I looked for the address, and I drove to this big building, and I looked on the the reader board, and it said there was like 15 stations right. on the board. And I said, can I see KFQD? She said, well, it's all automated right now. There's nothing to see. There's nobody there. And it kind of was sad in a way, because that really happened to broadcasting. You know, I remember KORK here in right. Las Vegas. When I worked there, it was, again, a very powerful radio station. And everybody listened to it. Everybody listened to Red McElvain in the morning. You got your information from the radio. You either got it in the newspaper or you got it on the radio. You didn't watch television until you got home at night.
Right.
Now today we've got TVs on our phones, we've got them everywhere, and you know, it's a totally different world today. But radio was very powerful in the old days. It's not as powerful as it is, but it still has value.
Oh, listen, I think that in a way radio is a little underestimated.
Yes.
Because still about 58% of the public listens to free radio. And I know from my commercial clients that they yeah. get results.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is very important. You and I first came across each other when I started a radio weather network. I had left Channel 2 in Reno, and I had didn't know what to do because I had a 6-month no compete. And so I thought, well, I'm going to start a talk show. I'm going to be the Larry King of Reno. Have a talk show, and then I was doing the weather, so I'll have a weather network and all the radio stations. You were in Tonopah, your station was.
Yes.
Explain who your partner was and how that came about.
Well, Sig Rogich, who's been a friend of mine for 50 years, a godfather of my son Russell, and you know, my mentor in life, and almost like my big brother. I always tell him that you're the big brother I never had. The MX missile system was in process, and they were going to build this MX missile system in Tonopah, Nevada, and it was booming. This was probably about 1980, and Tonopah was booming. You couldn't get a hotel room. People were camping out to go there because this missile project was going to be huge. So we decided, Sig said one day, you know, let's build a radio station in Tonopah. So I said, okay. So I went and started the process, and we built this radio station, KPAH, in Tonopah, Nevada. And unfortunately, when Ronald Reagan got elected, he killed the MX missile system, and he decided he was going to go with Star Wars. So Tonopah remained no longer the boomtown, but you know, it was struggling. And so we got through, we found a way to make it through that process. Then we built another station in Laughlin, Las Vegas, KROL, standing for Rogich, O'Callaghan, and Letizia. Mike O'Callaghan was our partner in that station, and the three of us had it.
And for those that may not know, former governor.
Former governor, and
great governor.
A great guy. I mean, Governor Mike did editorials on KPAW in Tonopah. He used to come over. I used to have a studio in my house, and he'd come over every Wednesday morning, and he'd do his Tonopah editorial and talk about the issues. And he just loved doing it, and he was such a wonderful man, Mike O'Callaghan. He was bigger than life when I used to, physically and mentally. I mean, he was such a strong man and such a wonderful governor for our state when he served. And I got to spend a lot of time with him, and it was very special.
Okay, so one of the things that he used to do, and this was a little prior to my time in Nevada, was if he was irritated with something somebody wrote or said about him, he had no problem calling them at 6 o'clock in the morning and yelling at them. And I dream of having a governor or a senator call me at 6 o'clock in the morning to yell at me. I mean, I'm gonna let them yell and then I'll have a discussion with them. But just the fact that he had the chutzpah, and you can look it up, folks, if you don't know what the word means, to call people and take them straight on. I thought that was amazing.
Well, Mike wasn't afraid to take anyone on, okay? And he always took people on for the right reasons. You know, he always stood for the small guy. And if somebody was getting beat up by somebody that was rich and powerful, he'd take them on. And I got yelled at by him, too, before. And I believe me, it was tough. You know, and it was my Harry Reid story. You know, I called Sig. I said, the governor's mad at me. And I said, what do I do? You know, I mean, I was just a young guy. And he says, call Harry Reid. I said, okay. And I think Harry was the gaming commissioner at the time. And I called Harry Reid and I said, you know, Sig told me to call you because I didn't know what to do. He said, look, he said, just forget about it. Act like nothing happened. Call him back and he's ready to move on. That's the way Mike is. And sure enough, I called him up like nothing happened and that was over with. That was that incident. He blew up, he got it off his chest, and then he moved on.
I think that's a beautiful way to operate. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Tom Letizia after this time out.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Big R in Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot clothing store and a whole lot more. For the cold days ahead, jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, insulated bib overalls, thermal underwear, beanies, and merino wool socks. Big R. Hardware, clothing, and a whole lot more.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash Giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win. Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Letizia. He's a political consultant and PR executive and so much more. I wanted to talk to you, because if people want to Google you, they will find out so much more because we couldn't possibly get into a half an hour. But your association with the Goodmans, it's going to be a 25-year success story for them, but also for you.
Yeah. I mean, when Oscar had been a friend of mine prior to when he ran in 1999, and Oscar was always, you know, my idol. He was just such an amazing guy. He was such a great communicator, and he told me, he said, look, if I run for office someday, I want you to handle my campaign. And I said, okay. Well, you know, Oscar, you know, you thought, well, that'll never happen. And one night we're sitting at this place called Smith and Walensky, I believe it was, and it was a fundraiser event. And Oscar and I used to always kind of break away and sit at the bar and drink together at these events. And Oscar said to me, he said, Tom, I want to run for mayor. I said, okay, sounds good to me. He said, no, you think I'm kidding. I want to run for mayor. And Ed Bernstein was sitting at the bar. I'll never forget this night. And he said, well, let me try this out on him and see what happens. He said, Ed, I want to run for mayor. And Ed said, okay, when you guys sober up tomorrow, let's talk. And we kept talking. And when it came time to run the campaign, all the big consultants were on the other side. They were representing Jay Bigham. You had Kent Orem, you had Sig Rogich, you had all the big guys that did campaigns then. I was the only one left. And of course, I believed in Oscar. And we built a good team, and Oscar, of course, you know the history. He ran and won in a landslide when it was over with, and we were able to do three Oscar's campaigns and three Carolyn campaigns.
And so. And her joy is to be able to say that she serves 1 year longer than Oscar.
Yeah, because they changed the law, and they made municipal elections an even number of years, so every municipal political candidate got that free year.
I got my first worldwide exposure because of Oscar, because I did an interview in his office for Newsmakers, and he wanted to cut the thumbs off taggers because they were spray painting new walls that had gone up along the freeway. And that comment literally got worldwide acclamation. Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
1999, we had press from all over the world here in Las Vegas because the mob lawyer was actually going to run for mayor of Las Vegas. And of course, the RJ said it was a joke. The first Sunday of the campaign, the RJ put out an editorial, I'll never forget it. The headline was "Anybody But Oscar." And for the entire campaign, the RJ every day was coming after Oscar. But he came right back at him, and he did things that most people wouldn't do today. He's nothing like Donald Trump, but he was the one guy that stood up to everybody. He's totally different politically,
right.
His mind and everything. But Trump was the same way when he would take on the media and call him out. Oscar did the same thing. If he didn't agree with a journalist, he'd call him out, he'd embarrass him, and it was kind of uncanny at the time because nobody would even think of doing that. But Oscar was brilliant politically, still is, by the way. He still thinks like no one else does. He thinks out of the box. He thinks of things that nobody else would think of. And that's why he did so well.
Right.
That's why he was such a great mayor.
The Mobbed Up series, of which the current series three, is all about Oscar, and it's brilliant. I've already listened to the first five episodes, and anybody who hasn't listened to it yet, please do so, because it's really worthwhile. Let's take another break, and we'll come right back.
'Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing? Families in the Reno Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Letizia. He's a political consultant and PR executive, and as I've said earlier, so much more. You're now running the campaign for Shelley Berkley for mayor of Las Vegas. She spent an incredible amount of time in the Congress and then came back and has been running Touro University for so long, the medical center. Why are you running this campaign for her at this point in her career?
Well, you know, Shelley and I have been friends for probably 40 plus years. And, you know, we always talked when she was in Congress and she always had a desire for the mayor's job. She always, you know, Shelley's Las Vegas all the way.
Yes.
And You know, we always talked when the Goodmans were, you know, whether they would run again or not, would Carolyn run or not. There was some conversations, but she was in Congress at the time, and she was very happy in Congress. But, you know, she retired for 10 years from politics, went to Toro, did a wonderful job. And we knew the Goodmans, you know, Carolyn was going to be retiring. She was going to be termed out, actually. Right. And Shelley said, you know, I may want to run. And I said, well, you know, I'll be there. If you do, you know, I'll want to handle it. She said, of course, I wouldn't have anyone else. We're very close. We're very good friends. We're family friends. She's the godmother of my daughter. You know, so it's like family with Shelley. And she's such a sincere, honest, real person. And I see that every night when we're out on the campaign trail. I see the way people respond to her. And she's just an amazing candidate.
I have to tell my favorite Shelley Berkley story because I've interviewed her many times over the years. So we're set up at the Reno airport for a TV interview. And Shelley flies into Reno. And she walks down, and she is, of course, as always, dressed to the nines. And she sees the TV cameras, and she said to me, I didn't realize it was television. If I'd have known it was television, I would have gotten dressed up. It's like, I had no idea how much better she could look, but that's Shelley Berkley, always going one step higher. Tom, what a delight to sit and visit with you.
Thank you, Sam.
And let's do it again. Many more stories to tell.
Yes, I got a lot more.
Me too. And we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time, and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.